Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio. For Your Information is a public affairs program, and we try to have guests on from the community that will help inform our folks of things going on in the community. And this week, we're talking about Conroe and Montgomery County. And our guests are going to talk about the Montgomery County Memorial Library System, and it's Devery Johnson. She's the outreach coordinator, and Melissa Baker, and she's the marketing and program coordinator. Did I get all that right, ladies?
Yes, you did. Hey, RT, it's great to talk to you. How you been?
Pretty good, you know. Survived the first tropical storm of the year.
So what can I tell you about the library?
First of all, we're going to tell everybody about y'all. So, Devery, you want to go first? And you don't mind me calling you Devery, do you?
No, great.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You go first and tell us about yourself and how you got to Montgomery County and the library system.
Okay, well, I have a husband and a son who's 20, and I got here through the airlines. I used to work for Continental Airlines. And we transferred out here to Houston and decided to come up to Conroe because my father-in-law, Bruce Johnson, was a developer up here. So I came up here and I started working in circulation desk on the library. And I liked it so much, I decided to get my master's degree to become a librarian. So I went to UNT, which is the University of North Texas, where I graduated in 2006. And by the way, UNT was rated number 3 for library schools in the nation. So you have something to be proud of here in Texas. And yeah, I know. Wow, right? And I helped open a library in Tullis, which is in New Caney. It's called the R.B. Tullis Library, and it's located in New Caney. We got a brand new building, and so I was there for a couple years. And then I got promoted to outreach coordinator, which I've been doing for the past 8 years now. Do you know what an outreach coordinator does for the library?
No, that's good. You tell me what you do.
I speak to community groups, so I get to go outside the library buildings, and I talk to people like the Lions Club or the YMCA or the City of Conroe. I talk about the impact on the library, on our community, and I'm also a community representative, so I go to schools and talk about library services and what we have, and I go to fairs and do little projects, and anybody that calls me, pretty much, I'm out there.
You're kind of the face and voice, huh?
Yes. I'm sorry my voice is kind of sore today, but yes.
That's quite all right. You sound good. And Melissa, how did you get to Conroe or Montgomery County and become involved in the library?
Yeah, well, actually, I moved around a lot as a kid, but I did graduate from high school in the Woodlands. And when I was going to college, one of my early jobs was working at the front desk at the South Regional Library in the Woodlands there. And so, you know, my passion for reading and literature and, you know, service-oriented jobs where, you know, I can help people, that's always been, you know, a part of my life. And so it was a natural next step for me to get my master's in library science, also from the University of North Texas. Devery and I are alums of that wonderful school program. And, you know, after that, I actually, you know, moved out to Tennessee for a little bit and was married, and then we came back to Texas. But I worked in a variety of positions as a children's librarian, as an adult reference librarian, and also a teen services librarian. So I kind of had, a broad base in library jobs, and so I had a lot of experience that I could bring to my current position as marketing and program coordinator, and I've been in this position for about 10 years now. And, you know, what I do for the library system is Similar to Devery, we work together a lot as far as, you know, educating the public about, you know, what the library can offer people. And in my particular role, I also have the title of programming coordinator, and that I do a lot working with all the different branches. We have 7 libraries in Montgomery County as part of our library system, and I work with all of the staff to help offer quality programs, bringing outside presenters and educational activities to the public. And so I'll be talking a little bit later about our summer reading programs, particularly, and what types of activities you can expect at our buildings.
Well, great.
I'm very happy to be here and talk to you. Thank you for having us on your show.
Oh, we're glad to get you on and, you know, help the community learn about the library system. I think that's something a lot of people aren't taking advantage of. I think it's obviously a great educational tool, but it does, the library system does a lot of things. And we are speaking with Devery Johnson, and she's the outreach coordinator, and Melissa Baker, sorry about that, the marketing and program coordinator with the Montgomery County Memorial Library System. And I guess, Devery, you want to tell us basically about the system, because Montgomery County is a large county in many different ways. Now it's a fairly good size in acreage, and it's also got a lot of people in it now compared 20 years ago.
Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you raised that point, RT. We have 7 branches located throughout the county. The central library is where our admin offices are, and it's located in Conroe, Texas, just off the I-45 North Freeway. And then we have 2 libraries in the Woodlands. We have one at the front near the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. It's called the South Regional Library. And then we have one in the back called the George and Cynthia Woods Mitchell Library, in the back of the Woodlands on Ash Lane Way. Then we have one up in Willis that has just had a small expansion of 2,000 square feet to make a children's area. And that's on West Montgomery. It's right near a barbecue place and Taco Bell. So, and it's called the R.F. Metter Branch Library. And then we have one out in Magnolia called the Malcolm Purvis Library. And that's near the railroad tracks, where all the construction is going on. So it's kind of fun getting there. We have one out in Montgomery called the Charles B. Stewart West Branch Library, and that's on Bessie Owens Drive. It's right next to a park where there's a lake, so there's a beautiful walking trail there, and the library is just situated perfectly there. And then out in New Caney, the farthest one east, is the R.B. Tullis Branch Library, and that's on Highway 59.
Wow, you do have branches scattered all over Montgomery County, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes.
And
it
you
makes fun.
What would you say the population is you serve, just as a round figure? Do you have a guess?
Yes, it's about 500,000. We have cards of about half that right now, 230,000 people, I believe.
Wow.
If you want numbers, I have numbers. I have 622,027 books. I have over 30,000 videos, which are DVDs. I have 37,000 audios. I have 310 periodicals. I have 106 databases that are free with your library card. I have 271 public computers, so you can go use the computers if you need to. And 11 meeting rooms if you need to meet. And 10 study rooms for our people who need to study.
You know, a lot of people, older people, think of a library as a place to go check out a book, which you obviously have a bunch of books. But the library has grown into much more than just books and magazines that you can go read. It's amazing all the types of things that you have at the library now. You said videos. What type of videos do you have?
They're DVDs, which you can check out. You get a library card for free, and not a lot of many people know that, but you can apply with, you need to be a Texas resident and carry a current photo ID. So what I have is I have truck drivers from Dallas and they come down to our library and they check out audio books or books on CD for their trucks, and then they drive to the ship channel and listen to their books, and then when they come back a couple weeks later, they drop it off and pick up a new batch.
Oh.
So anybody in Texas can get a library card with us, and they can stop by our branches and pick up items, or they can use our databases online.
Okay. I had no idea that anybody, I just made the incorrect assumption that you had to be a Montgomery County resident.
No, we're considered a pass-through community, and so we, because we provide access to information and ideas, we do that for the whole state.
And this is Melissa. I'm going to jump in real quick. You were mentioning a little bit about the way libraries have evolved, and it's, like you said, you know, a lot of people don't realize what all the new services that are offered at libraries are, and what Devery was just talking about, coming and using, your card from other parts of the state. You can also stream videos and audiobooks and music through one of our digital service providers called Hoopla Digital, and also Overdrive Digital Media. And basically, if you have a smartphone or a computer and you download the app, then, you just put in your library card number and your PIN, and it'll get you an account set up, and you can have access to digital content for free through our library system. And so that's one of the ways that libraries are, meeting the current technology trends and providing service to people in a different way than we have traditionally seen in libraries in the past.
That's just a great idea, and I had no idea that we did that at the library system. And we are speaking with Devery Johnson, Outreach Coordinator, and Melissa Baker, Marketing and Program Coordinator for the Montgomery County Memorial Library System. And if you don't mind, since we've mentioned it a few times, tell the people how they can find you online.
Go ahead.
Just visit www.countylibrary.org. countylibrary.org. It's really easy to remember, and that's where you'll find us, and you can get lots of information about our library system, and you can there's a little digital tab where you can click and find out about those digital streaming resources I mentioned, and just search our databases and search for the books and items that you need, and Devery already mentioned meeting and study rooms. That's another big service that we provide. There's a lot of people that have, community groups or clubs, and they need a neutral place to meet, and sometimes they don't want to, have to patronize a coffee shop or have an obligation to purchase something. They just want to get together and have some social time and, or educate the public on something. And so we do provide meeting rooms, and those are free for nonprofit groups or individuals that, are cardholders. And study rooms certainly, are free for cardholders as well. So that's another service that we're able to provide the public that people don't often think about first when they think of the word library.
Oh, this is Devery. I have another cool thing, too, that we do. As I mentioned, 271 public computers. Well, we also give free computer training classes at all our locations.
Okay, now that's something that everybody should take advantage of, unless you, of course, are lucky enough to be taught it in school. Computers can be intimidating at times.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it can.
And there's so much that is available, not just through the library, but thousands of things that you can do with the computer now that before it was just a place for making spreadsheets and typing out your Word documents. Now it's in all parts of our lives. Same things with the cell phones. I need somebody to teach me how to use my cell phone.
They're just small computers these days, those cell phones are.
That's true.
We actually have classes on how to use your cell phone, too. So I believe it's called Learning on the Go, and you bring your digital device, and you can come, and the computer instructors can give you instructions on how to use your own smartphones and cameras and iPads and whatever else you have to try to decipher and understand.
Yeah, this is Devery again. Our community people, I do a lot of outreach with senior citizens, and they would tell me that their grandkids would buy them a tablet or an iPad or something, and they had no idea how to use it. They wanted to use it, but they had no idea. So that's why we started free computer training classes, so we can help them out. And they love it. We have a great time.
A lot of us weren't object-oriented, so we see all the little pictures on the phone and go, what does that do? What is, you know, what purpose is this? But that to the side, one of the main things that we have to kind of accomplish here is we need a library card. So how would someone go about getting one of those?
Okay, library cards are free, first off, very most importantly. You must be a Texas resident, and you have to have a current photo ID, all right? Now, if your address is not on your photo ID, you can provide another form of a proof of address, an electric bill, your rental agreement, something like that. You can get a library card at age 5, but between the ages of 5 and 17, you need to have a guardian or parent with you to get the card.
Okay.
But it's really super easy. There's no paperwork. You just show them your information, and they do it all right there online. You can check out books immediately and use our services immediately.
So,
and you can even get a temporary library card through our website. If you need access to databases or some of our online resources right away, and that temporary library card is good for 2 weeks until you can come into one of our branches to get the actual card in person. That's a service that we just added last year. So,
well, that's handy. That gets people started, too.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the actual card, is it like a paper, plastic? What is it?
It's like a credit card. It's basically plastic. You have your own library card number. You sign it on the back. So you want to guess how many items you can check out every 2 weeks with your library card?
It used to be 2 books, but I'm
really?
Sure that's changed.
Well, we don't books because you can check out so much more, but you can check out to 30 items every 14 days.
Wow.
So if you're a parent, though, we usually suggest to keep track of all that, you probably do 1 or 2 for your kids. But if you want to, you can check out 30 items every 2 weeks, 10 audios and 10 videos as well.
That is a lot. Well, the thing is you got to keep up with all this because it's one thing I'm sure hasn't changed. There are fines if you don't return the stuff on time, right?
Unfortunately, yes. But they're not too exorbitant. 10 cents a day. So
per item.
Yeah. And we have ways that you can track all that online so that you, don't turn things in or late, or you can renew items. So you can actually have the item that you checked out for up to 6 weeks before they start accruing fines if you're renewing them on schedule.
Yeah, you know, there's the old horror story of the guy that checked out the book when he was in the 7th grade,
right?
and returned it when he was 57. So,
yes.
We were speaking with Devery Johnson. She's the outreach coordinator, and Melissa Baker, and she is the marketing program coordinator for the Montgomery County Memorial Library System. And as you said, you have 7 different places that you can go to get your card, correct?
Yes, and you can get it at, you can find our locations at our website, which is www.countylibrary.org.
Okay, folks, now you have that, but I'm going to get her to try to explain again where all the different locations are.
Okay, the first one is the Central Library where the administration staff is. It's located in Conroe, just off of the I-45 freeway. The South, we have 2 in the Woodlands, the South Regional Library, which is on Lake Robbins by the Woodlands, by the Mitchell Pavilion, and then another one, the George and Cynthia Woods Mitchell Library in the back of the Woodlands on Ash Lane Way. We have a branch library called the R.F. Metter Branch in Willis, which is just between Taco Bell and Lou's Barbecue. We have the Malcolm Purvis Library next to the railroad tracks on Magnolia downtown. The Charles B. Stewart West Branch Library, that's a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes.
That's on Bessie Price Owen Drive in Montgomery, Texas, right next to the park where the lake is. And then out in New Caney, we have the R.B. Tullis Branch Library, and that's just off Highway 59. Now, there's one thing I have not mentioned, is that the Central Library, we have a specialty library within a library called our genealogy department. And it has books, and you can't check them out, but you can do genealogy research, and there are librarians there to help you. And have you heard of Ancestry.com?
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, we have the library version, which is the big, big, bad, hefty library version that you can use for free inside the library.
Inside the library there, huh?
Yes, at the Conroe Library in Conroe.
All right, folks. Many people are into that now, even so going so far as to getting their DNA tested to see who they're related to and who they are, where they come from.
Yes, and actually it's a very, very nice and robust collection. It's the third largest public collection for local history and genealogy in the state of Texas. So we do have people coming in from all over and even people calling from out of state to find those, you know, those links in their ancestry that they, you know, are trying to fill in the gaps of their family trees and their research. It's a very, very wonderful program, and the staff there is very knowledgeable and helpful.
Well, that's a great resource for anybody that's in the area. And once again, you do not have to be a resident of Montgomery County, just a resident of Texas to get a library card. And y'all have a lot of things that you, other programs that you have different times of the year. Melissa, you were telling me something about y'all getting started on the reading program for the summer.
Yes, thank you for asking. We actually do have programs all year for all ages. So pretty much any of the seven libraries, if you're in our buildings, there's something going on, whether it's computer classes or children's story times or teen hangout events or study sessions. You know, there's all different kinds of things. We, you know, have movie programs where we'll have serve popcorn and drinks and invite you to have a family movie or family game night. There's knitting clubs and Black History Month programs and Hispanic Heritage Month programs. So pretty much during the year, there won't be, you know, a month that goes by where there isn't lots of activities going on. But our busiest time of year is the summer, and that is when we have the Summer Reading Club for all ages. It's basically split up into three programs. We have a summer reading program for children up through age 12. And then we also have a teen reading program for ages 13 to 17. And something that a lot of people aren't aware of is we even have a reading program for adults. Anyone 18 and up can read during our summer reading window, which this year is between May 30th and July 14th. And every single book they read is a chance to win prizes. So when they turn in their little ticket saying they read a book either online or in the branch, then that ticket is entered into prize drawings, and we have things from, you know, $100 spa gift cards to movie theater passes to bookstore gift cards and restaurant, you know, dinners for four and complimentary tool bags. This year we have some in-kind products that were donated, and the big prize this year is we're actually giving away a Samsung Galaxy tablet. Whoa. As part of our adult reading program. So if you are an adult and you didn't realize you could be part of the Summer Reading Club, it's never been a better time to be part of that club with Montgomery County, because we've got tons of great prizes. And for the kids, you know, they just have to read 10 books during the summer, and the July 14th is the deadline to turn in all of your reading. And if you've read your 10 books, you're going to get, in many cases at our branches, while supplies last, we give away a free book with a goodie bag with coupons for, you know, free ice creams and meals and things, kids meals at area restaurants, and you know, Space Center Houston gives away tickets as well that we draw, and then the teens, it's the same kind of thing. They give away usually a free book and get lots of coupons and goodies. And during the year, of course, during the summer, we've got free activities happening all summer. We've got storytellers in. We had a breakdancing workshop a couple weeks ago for the teens. We have, you know, art workshops and gaming events, and we have, you know, science things. Like next week in Conroe, we have a crocodile animal presentation coming in, and there's just so many things, puppet shows, anything that you could possibly want to do and spend your time. We have it here, and it's free. We offer a wonderful air-conditioned educational activity for you, usually at all of the locations during the summer.
Well, I'm really amazed at all the things that you do offer at the library. And once again, I'm going to remind everybody, we're speaking with Devery Johnson, Outreach Coordinator, and just then Melissa Baker, Marketing and Program Coordinator with the Montgomery County Memorial Library System, and it is based in Conroe because that's the county seat for Montgomery County. And all of the things, there's different things going on at all seven of your locations, right?
That's right. We actually have hundreds of programs that happen in these short 6 weeks in the summer. And also, as an added layer of the actual activities that are being offered, the kids and the teens are signing up and committing to read throughout the summer. And we already have over 1,000 kids that have signed up here in Conroe. And there's plenty more than, you know, at the other locations. Usually by the end of the summer reading program, we have over 8,000 that have participated in that short little span of time. And it's so important that these kids and teens and even adults who are modeling the good reading behavior for those kids, is that they have that opportunity and they don't lose the skills that they've been building throughout the school year. It gives them practice with, you know, reading, and in a low pressure environment, they can read whatever they want. It doesn't have to be on a certain reading level or reading list. You know, whatever they're into, they can count it as they're reading. And, you know, then they get little prizes and things to reward them and show them, you know, how valuable it is to be a part of the reading community and keep your mind active in the summer.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This is Devery. Just to add something to the reason we get the coupons and the prizes and all that cool stuff you heard about is because our community supports us. These are all from community businesses that we tell them what we're doing, and we've done it year upon year, and they call us now. They're like, we're ready to support the community. We want the kids to learn to read and help their enhance their learning, and so they are great communities out there for us.
We have wonderful sponsors.
Yes.
Devery's right.
And, you know, the community being involved, that's a big thing. The young people, it's tough out there. There's a lot of competing for their time. And the reading is, it opens up a whole new world. It lets your imagination do the things that the movie tries to do in front of your eyes.
That's right. And it's the basis for, you know, being successful for the rest of your life. I mean, if you struggle as a reader, you're going to struggle in all areas of your life. And we know that, you know, literacy is a huge part of our values, and what we, you know, do to try to, you know, improve the community is enhance literacy. And I know we talk about reading and that kind of literacy, but another kind of literacy that we touched on a bit is computer literacy and computer skills. It's almost as important these days to be able to use a computer and the new technology to function in society as, you know, being able to read written text. And so that's why we offer free computer classes and have access to free computers for people, because we know that not every citizen in Montgomery County or the state of Texas has their own computer at home or has access to that technology, and they need libraries in order to be able to be successful in their lives. And that's what we do at Montgomery County Memorial Library System. Our mission is to enrich lives, and we do you know, hold that value high, and we try every day to enrich the lives of the county and the citizens in our community.
Well, one more time before we have to break off here, would you tell the folks how they can go online, if they have a computer, if you can get online, where they can go online and learn more?
You can find out more at www.countylibrary.org. That's countylibrary.org.
And Devery, Melissa, I appreciate y'all taking the time to be on. I know that y'all are got a lot going on, obviously, as we've just talked about, but taking the time out and being on the program.
Thank you so much for having us on this show, RT.
RT, it's always great to be on your program.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So that wraps it up for Cox Radio. For your information here on Sunday morning, we appreciate you listening. And pick her key up that flat top and take us on home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.